WJFK. Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Did you hear I finally graduated?
Yeah, and just a shade under a decade, too. All right.
You know, a lot of people go to college for 7 years.
I know. They're called doctors.
All that and the Millers. Okay. So now, which one of them gets the $1 million?
No, no, no. Hold on a second. No, no, no. That will never do. That will never do.
America has talent.
I'm terribly embarrassed.
Terribly embarrassed.
You should have heard this advertisement.
It's Don and Mike on the Pike.
Yes.
Next Wednesday at 8 p.m., Don and Mike and their whole wacky crew invade Hooters on Rockville Pike. Come on out for some wings and perhaps a breast. Don't miss Don and Mike's triumphant Maryland debut. You'll wish that the night would never end. And who knows, maybe it won't. The Don and Mike Reno-style show. Hooters of Rockville. That's how I roll.
Yeah, there you go.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's right.
Yeah, baby. Luck be a lady tonight.
Baby. Come on.
Come on, baby.
Anytime.
Play the tape. Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, we are. We got Patton on the phone.
I don't like you. Probably never will. You're a smug, unhappy little man, and you treat people like they were idiots.
Uh-huh. And is there one more here?
That's retarded.
That is not very nice. I have a nephew who's retarded, and he has to wear a helmet.
Here's Don and Mike to talk for you.
Okay. Let's welcome back now to the show. Second day in a row.
Hopefully the phone lines will hold out now.
Patton Oswalt, PattonOswalt.com. Tomorrow night, sold out at the State Theater, I believe, right here in D.C. in Falls Church, VA, at thestatetheater.com. And he's on the Shatner Row, so it'll be on tomorrow night on Comedy Central. We had him on yesterday. The phones were all left up. Here he is again now, Patton Oswalt. Patton.
Hi, Patton.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Okay, now he's...
You're a kidder. You're a kidder.
He's funny. sorry about that yesterday. We are in a brand new studio, and what they did last, I guess before yesterday's show,
right.
They powered down the entire building.
Uh-huh.
And when they powered it back up, they just didn't bother to figure out what worked and what did not work. So our apologies.
Not an excuse.
You're right. You know what? You are right.
All right. Well,
God damn it, you're right. There is absolutely no excuse. That is not acceptable.
Pat, let me ask you something.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you had someone in your life who you considered to be your best friend,
right.
and let's say that person was your manager.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Are you going down this
road? I thought that's where you were going.
No, I really wasn't directing it at him. I really was just kind
of... Rob?
You know what I was doing? I was doing what I do every day, just opening my mouth and whatever comes out.
Well, the truth is that, you know, that...
Because I throw Rob under the bus. I want him to know. I'll do it and let him know.
He'll tell you he should have come in and... Tell them. You should have come in and...
I should have checked the phones.
Should have checked everything.
Yes.
Right. So, Patton.
Yes,
Hi, Patton.
Sure.
Patton.
Patton, would you like to fire Rob?
I don't want to. Thanksgiving, stop fighting.
Have you ever sucked
the jelly out of a jelly donut and then filled it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
Get the honey.
I didn't know you knew that.
One of the greatest scenes. Uh-oh. One of the most underrated comedy scenes. That scene is so genius.
Fatso.
God,
we said that like DJs, didn't we? Fatso.
You know, I don't know whether you can even find it in a video store. I have no idea.
Yeah, why isn't that on DVD? That movie was so well written.
It was, and Dom DeLuise could really cry.
Oh, man.
So, let me see. Patton, hold on, because we didn't get your plug. First of all, you don't need to sell tickets for this thing tomorrow
night,
right?
I just was told it's totally sold out.
Totally sold out tomorrow night.
Congratulations.
Very good. If you've never seen Patton, I like to call him the white Bill Cosby. And here's why.
Okay, I'd like to hear this explanation.
His material
I'd like to hear it as well.
His material is totally family friendly. Mm-hmm. And, if you could take Cliff Huxtable and move him about 20 years in the future, and instead of him being black, he's white.
Yeah, it's not the, you know, Cosby from the 60s during what I like to call his blue period.
Right.
You know, it's really something that you could, you know, I know he's going to be in a theater, but it really belongs in an amphitheater, and you put out the blanket.
At the end of the night, after he tells his stories and his jokes, and he brings his son Theo out on stage.
Right.
Oh, good Lord.
It's a wonderful show. It's really a wonderful show. And
no, your stand-up act, and this is a really a compliment, is retarded. It's fantastically retarded because you speak about so many things that people do not speak about.
How many instruments are you playing during your stand-up show?
How many instruments?
How many instruments? Are you still playing the fiddle and the trumpet?
His one-man band.
I broke my ankle in a skateboarding thing. I was showing off, and so I can't do the trumpet anymore. But I still have the fiddle going.
Oh, you know, I know you're playing in pain. God love you for it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Patton, sorry to hear it didn't work out. When did you get eliminated from America's Got Talent?
I was eliminated when they included a talent portion into it. That's when they eliminated.
No, I'm busting your balls. I'm kidding. We have the. Have you? That is the worst train wreck of a gong show. Do you watch that at all? Have you ever seen that show?
Well, the title, America's Got Talent, I don't need to watch it because here's the thing. America doesn't have talent. That's why there's not a lot of performers and celebrities. That's why there's 250 million people and there's like 10,000 of us are actually in the entertainment field. People don't have talent. They need to pay to go watch talented people do things.
Would it be as much fun if more people had talent, though? I don't think so.
No!
No, we wouldn't have as much fun. We wouldn't put these people up on pedestals and all that.
It's like going, everybody's got vaginas. Okay, well, then that's not fun anymore. Like, some people have to not have them, and then it's fun.
Right. Hey, Patton, kind of a non-sequitur here, but it's what a good interviewer does.
All right.
How about that Mel Gibson? What is the story with that cat?
I'm glad you read the notes from the free interview. No
honestly,
pressure, Pat.
I wish you guys would. Honestly, I don't know him personally, but you really should lay off because he's said he's tried to quit drinking 6 million times, and it's clear that what he needs is a final solution, and he's going to. He said he's going to check himself into like a rehab center or maybe a camp where he can just concentrate on wiping this scour, this vermin, from his life. Plus, he works with a lot of Jews, and he says working with them has been a gas. So I don't see why people are so. He was just drunk. He was a little drunk.
Oh. That's the kind of family-friendly comedy you can look forward to.
Yeah,
at the
exactly.
Isn't that like turning on Nick at Night?
Mm-hmm. Bring out the folks.
Just like it.
Now, seriously, I know you're close to your mom and dad when you're from this area. Will you have moms and pops at the show tomorrow night?
If they come, they've been warned. But I mean, my mom and dad are coming, so
good.
There you go.
That's good. That's
and,
a good.
On other topics that have nothing to do with anything, did you like the Superman movie? I know that you like comic books. You like some comic books.
I liked the first two acts, and then the third act. It has like 11 endings. Like it doesn't know when to end.
Do you think it'd be worthwhile seeing that in IMAX? That's not a goof. That's just a nerd question.
Sure. It wouldn't be worth it. See, I don't like things in IMAX. It's too big. Like it's not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I heard it's so cool that they put the little thing on the screen saying, put on your glasses now, and whenever he flies, it's 3D.
Oh,
really?
Yes,
and when my girlfriend and I went to the movies last weekend, we snuck in some booze, and that wasn't a 3D movie. So really, I was thinking, now this is not a lie. If we go to IMAX, we're going to bring some booze and watch Superman fly in 3D while we get drunk.
You have your hollow walking cane with the shot glass in the head.
Yeah, it's a wonderful, wonderful little...
Wear your monocle.
It's a great accessory. It really is. You know, we were out in Cancer Corner just before we came in here to talk to Pat, and I don't know whether he knows anything about it, but it just cracked me up. We were talking about something. I don't know whether you have an opinion on it or not. We were talking about Gumby. Did you watch Gumby when you were a kid?
Yeah, I vaguely remember it, and I remember it being disturbing.
Yeah, that's what they were saying.
Something about it, it was kind of like he seemed to live in this weird post-apocalyptic Lovecraftian landscape of shapes, and, you know, the lighting was a little off.
Right.
Everything was, and just the fact that he existed, like if you saw Gumby in real life, you would just shoot it. You'd shoot it and run, you know? That's a frightening thing with a weird little face. And
but let me stop you for a moment.
I go with a hunch and it pays off.
Let me just stop you for a moment, though.
All right.
Were you a fan of Davy and Goliath?
David and Goliath 2 was also, I used to watch it a lot, but it, there was something creepy about it.
Right. Yeah.
Was it the claymation?
It was the claymation. It was, honestly, it was the landscape. The landscape on David and Goliath, it's, there's something creepy about it. Like, there are, like, death metal bands that try hard to recreate that landscape, and they fail. They try to make it that disturbing, and they just nailed it.
How sad that was when we were all kids, when you would go on a Sunday morning, friggin' nothing, on, like, four channels, and all that's on is the God Squad. So the best you could do is this crappy claymation, which was Davy and Goliath.
Bible, the worst thing about Davy and Goliath.
Bible stories.
The bad kid on Davy and Goliath, the evil kid, when he would get really mad, and he'd have that mouth. And they do the squiggly mouth. I don't remember what the kid's name was.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, I'm going to really hit you.
Which of these?
His mouth would be really weird.
Everybody, which was the scariest when you were a kid? I just got all three of them. Gumby?
I know the third.
Davy and Goliath or Clutch Cargo?
Davy and Goliath.
Davy and Goliath.
Yeah.
I vote Clutch Cargo because of the mouths.
The mouths were funny on Clutch Cargo.
Yeah, but at least, like, Clutch Cargo, there was something kind of harmless about it because it didn't seem like they could move around and get you. Whereas that talking dog, like, can you imagine that talking dog, like, coming out of the trees at you at dusk? And you know how eerie that would be, talking at you, and if you're not good, you'll burn in a pit of urine and vomit and fire.
Baby.
You'll be turned into a living condom for Balfagor, the demon of lust. And he'll stretch you over his thorny member if you steal that candy bar.
Beware, kids.
What if the King of Queens is on what hiatus?
Thank you, Rob.
It's on hiatus.
Yeah.
And when it comes back, because it's like a Band-Aid show, right? When something doesn't work, they're going to throw it back on.
Yeah, they're doing only 13 episodes, and they're going to start showing it in January.
I've got to buy a VHS machine. If these are the final 13 episodes, I am finally going to break down and buy a tape machine.
Good for you.
Tape machine.
Good for you.
A nice tape machine.
I had a guy in my... I know I've said this on the air, it's not the patent. Some guy in my neighborhood actually called it Tyvo. Said to me, I see the ads for this Tyvo, and I thought, I swear to God, he was talking about Tyvo.
Yeah, right.
You know, right. No, he's talking about, you know, that thing that records. Tyvo.
You know, if you go out to eat all the food at the old country, my mom still calls it a buffet.
A buffet.
And antibiotics.
Is it foyer?
I call it foyer.
Yeah, foyer.
You step into the foyer.
I call it a foyer.
Wouldn't the French?
Foyer.
Isn't it obviously a French word. You've traveled the world. It's a French word, right?
Foyer.
Damn it, we're Americans.
Yes, we are.
Oh, foyer. We've been talking about all this stuff with cartoons, and totally forgot to ask. Tomorrow night at 10 o'clock on Comedy Central, it's the William Shatner roast.
Sunday night.
I'm sorry, Sunday night. Yeah, sorry about that. Sunday night, 10 o'clock. Did you know William Shatner before you roasted him, or were you just one of the funny guys that they knew would bust balls?
Well, I met him for 2 seconds when we did Conan O'Brien together, and he was very pleasant, and he signed his CD for me. But, I mean, I was never, like, a Trekkie. I was more of, you know, I was pulled in because of Star Wars and stuff like that. Trek was just a little bit before my time. But, I mean, I know of Shatner, for God's sakes. He's a weird, you know, train wreck icon. How do you not... You know what I mean?
I would imagine there was a kind of a waiting list. I mean, to get on that roast. Tell me about how does the pecking order work with a roast? How are you?
Drew Carey's not on it, is he?
No, he's not on it. You know what? I think it's a combination of like who can they get, and then also who can, because they've got to guarantee a solid show. So that's why they got to have people like Giraldo and Ross and Lampanelli to, you know, pick it up when you have there are some definite dead spots that I won't say. But you know, you need those to kind of recover from the deadliness.
Does the roastee have any say at all? Does he have any kind of veto power when you're going to be doing a roast? You know, hey, I don't want that guy.
I don't think so. Although I heard that Shatner didn't want any of the. I think they had like Nichelle Nichols and George Takei, and he didn't want them sitting close to him. They're on the other dais, you know. Whereas, like, and then you have like the Chevy Chase roast where he couldn't even get any of his friends to be on. So,
wow.
You know.
Well, I guess the rap on Chevy Chase is that he doesn't have a lot of friends in the industry,
yeah,
right?
No, he's apparently a pretty horrible human being.
So I'm guessing with William Shatner, you could go up and you could say something like, there's William Shatner with the most famous toupee in showbiz, huh? But you could not say, hey, there's William Shatner who's... How'd that drowning wife work out for you?
Yeah, we were actually told to stay away from that, and apparently...
what a shame.
Artie Lang was making jokes about it leading up to it on the radio, and he wasn't happy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, that is a little, like, you know, it's... That you can't, like, roast someone and go, hey, how about that leukemia that your mom had? You know, like,
Yeah, I know. I was just wondering, you know, where the line, where the line is.
The line. The line was, you can't go, we couldn't talk about the wife.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So they can give you guidelines.
Could you make fag jokes about him if you wanted?
Oh, God, that's all people did. Like George Takei, that's all he talked about was fagging it out with William Shatner.
I loved you.
You know who was great? Awesome was Betty White. Was amazing.
Tell me she's amazing.
Yeah, we know.
I mean, they wrote a monologue for her, but unlike certain other people who they wrote monologues for, she looked at it, gave him a couple of quick little notes that actually improved it, and then went, okay, I'm going to go off and memorize it.
Does she still do that acid tongue sweet delivery thing?
Oh, yeah.
I think that is absolutely hysterical.
The
I really
sweet don't. Midwestern mom just saying awful, awful.
That you've sold it. I want to see it.
And it was so funny.
And we didn't get to ask you yesterday. Andy Dick, you mentioned he was on something. He was out of control. And this, for me, is a reason to watch. Yeah. Like, I watch a Letterman show if Andy Dick is going to get two segments.
Oh,
it means
totally.
He's nuts. What did he do specifically without giving it away?
Let's just say that he couldn't allow anyone to have a moment.
Oh, really?
I got to make sure that I'm in every single aspect.
Oh, my God.
As I've said, please join me and the AIDS virus in finding a cure for Andy Dick.
And I guess it's Comedy Central, so we won't see any moments of self-exposure, will we?
No, that happened backstage. He apparently whipped it out and urinated in front of a Page Six writer. And as he was doing it, he was like, don't write about that.
Join.
Don's right.
I want to steal that thing about the AIDS. Join me.
And the AIDS virus. Finding a cure for blank.
I'm just going to use finding a cure for blank.
Oh, yeah, good. There you go.
For blank. Oh, okay, thank
Rourke
you.
Rourke for anyone.
I will credit you every time I use that. And if you steal from me, you're stealing twice.
So you're doing the State Theater. Are you doing that all for most of your summer? Are you on the road?
I'm doing the theater. They invited me back, and I had so much fun last time. Mm. I said, yeah, and then in September... I start a new Comedians of Comedy tour.
Oh, good.
Which we start in Nashville, and we'll be in Washington, D.C.
Hey.
On Tuesday, September 12th at the Black Cat.
Oh, very cool.
So I think we have the day off beforehand, so I'll try to drop in, or I'll call you guys.
Oh, beautiful. Cool. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Patton Oswalt, everybody, his website, which I go to all the time, it's great. Plus, it has fantastic porno. PattonOswalt.com. Tomorrow night at the State Theater, that's sold out. But please do also watch Patton Sunday night on the William Shatner Roast, Comedy Central at 10 o'clock. Patton, you're a funny little man.
And as far as your career goes, Patton, good for you.
Good for you.
Thank
good.
You.
That's our line of the week. Good for you.
You've had lots of success. You've been on a TV show, and you're successful. Good for you.
Patton, can I ask one personal question? What kind of car are you driving around out in Los Angeles right now?
I drive a 1999 Nissan Maxima. I believe in driving a car into the ground. I don't like to buy new cars every year. It's bad for the environment.
Good for you. Patronizing.
Thanks, Patton.
Good for you.
Thanks, guys.
See you later. Bye, dude.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. There's Patton Oswalt. See? We can play nice with people.
Yep. Yes, he is. And it's sold out. I mean, if it wasn't sold out, I would say run out there. And I mean, it is so. His stand up just did. I saw him two shows in a row when he was at the Improv.
Join me and the AIDS virus as we try to wipe out Michael Hughes. Would that be how it's used?
Yes, exactly.
Try to find a cure.
As we try to find a cure for Michael Hughes.
For Michael Hughes. Right. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, there it was. You know, I just threw it out there. Andy Dick exposing himself in there, and you know, he did it backstage.
Right. Yeah. Of course he did.
That seems to be his MO.
Of course he did.
Or his HMO. Or his HOMO.
Or his HIV.
Mm-hmm. HIV.
Join me and the AIDS virus as we try to find a cure for.
Joe Arnger.
Hey, Joe.
Norman!
Just some instant feedback here. How do you think the show's going today?
It's awesome.
Thanks.
It's going fast and furious.
You know, Joe, I didn't give you credit that the reason I asked Patton about Gumby was because of your discussion out in Cancer Corner a little earlier.
That's right.
You had some theories about Gumby.
Yes, that everybody that produced Gumby was on LSD 25.
As opposed to LSD 24.
Right. LSD 25 is a little better, I
guess. LSD 25.
I was like checking in halfway through with Joe through the show just to make sure we're doing okay.
Very important to do on a Friday.
It's a fantastic Friday show.
Very, very important.
Okay, thank you. Bye, LSD 25.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Gumby was produced by people on LSD 25.
Ask Word by name.
Yeah, baby.
We will be right back.
Number four, Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.